We've had an interesting question here in from Facebook from Sean Hoskins, who wants to know, is it possible to DNA test sourdough? Has anyone tried to trace it for bragging purposes, any strain back to its origin? Because I think a sourdough, you're meant to like leave just flour out and flour and water, and it just accumulates stuff.
So I think it's a natural fermenting, so you don't need to add yeast like you do of normal bread, but that's about as far as I know.
But presumably it's working on microorganisms from the environment.
Well, so a lot of the alcohol you can make without adding yeast is done by the fact there's yeast on the outside of apples.
Yeah.
So I guess there must be yeast somewhere around the place.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's yeasts. Did I see that there's a beer that someone's making from Roald Dahl's chair or something weird like that? there are yeasts everywhere. So presumably you could...
You could sequence
sample
the
them
yeast
and sequence them, yeah.
Maybe so the, I mean, maybe I just know too much about alcohol, but the yeasts used in different beers, they're very tightly guarded secrets, because if you like took a bread yeast and threw it into a random beer, it could taste absolutely awful because they make other things at the same time. And that's why Marmite can be made with different breweries' yeasts.
Ah.
I'm not sure if it tastes any different.
I taste disgusting to me. But I did go and interview someone who's, they're making little portable labs called the Bento Lab. And I think that one of the people using it is just sampling loads of beers to look at the DNA in the yeast and doing a project on that to like work out if any beers are related to each other and to trace the yeasts back. So that would be a cool project, I
reckon. So the trouble with small organisms is they do, of course... evolve. I mean, they change their genome a lot quicker. So if you try to do this on bacteria, you probably would have trouble trying to pick a pattern because you find things swapping and changing all over the place. And they do what's called horizontal gene transfer, where they don't just evolve in a linear progression. It hands a gene to its neighbour because they can.
Oh, yeah, they swap little bits of DNA,
yeah.
Don't they? Because I did have this idea of going around all the recording studios and gig venues in London and taking samples from the microphones and just seeing what germs are going around.
Don't do it.
Probably best not to do that. But no, great question. Thank you very much. If you do have any questions for us or for a future show, you can tweet at Naked Scientists or you can find us on Facebook.